From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It looks as though President Hamid Karzai will remain in power in Afghanistan. His only challenger in this Saturday's runoff election has decided to drop out. Abdullah Abdullah cited concerns about a corrupt election process.
I did it with a lot of pain, but at the same time with a lot of hopes towards the future. And I can assure our people that I'll be at the service of our people and promote the ideas of reform and change for the betterment of the life of the people of Afghanistan.
A senior White House advisor says the U.S. will deal with the Afghan government that's in place, but says there are issues that need to be discussed, such as a high level of corruption in that country. David Axelrod says the messy runoff election will not affect President Obama's war strategy in Afghanistan about whether to increase troop strength.
I expect the president will make a decision within weeks. As you know, he's gone through a very rigorous process.
David Axelrod told CBS's Face the Nation that Abdullah made a political decision to quit the runoff, and it's likely he would have been defeated. Game 4 of the World Series has gone to the New York Yankees. NPR's Mike Pesca says the Yankees scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning to take a 7-4 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies.
In the bottom of the 9th inning, with runners on first and third, Alex Rodriguez steps to the plate in what really could have been a game and career-defining moment. And he came through. He broke a 4-4 tie with a shot into left field. And then Jorge Posada added a 2-RBI single. So that gave him a 3-run lead in the 9th inning. And Yankee Mariano Rivera came on to close it out, as he does brilliantly, 1-2-3 in the 9th. That's sewing up the Yankee victory.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting the victory gives the Yankees a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. 6 Chinese Uyghurs released from Guantanamo Bay have arrived in the tiny Pacific nation of Palau, which agreed to a U.S. request to settle them. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
The 6 Uyghurs were met at the airport of Palau in the middle of the night by none other than the island's president, Johnson Toibyong. A statement from his office said the decision to offer them sanctuary was based on Palauan traditional culture, which gives shelter and sustenance to those in need. The island's government says it will offer them education and training to help them find work. It will pay for their medical care, room, board and education. A lawyer for the men said they were happy and shocked and too excited to sleep. The Uyghurs had been held in U.S. custody since 2001, though they were eventually determined not to be enemy combatants. There are now 215 detainees remaining at Guantanamo Bay, which President Obama had pledged to close by January the 22nd. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News. 8 men convicted of war crimes in Sierra Leone have been transferred to Rwanda on the other side of the African continent to serve their prison terms. NPR's Fabio Quist-Arkton reports.
The Special Court for Sierra Leone was the first of its kind, a mixed tribunal with judges appointed by the United Nations and Sierra Leone to try those responsible for atrocities committed during the civil war, which ended in 2002. In another unusual move, some of the convicted have been sent to Rwanda to serve their sentences because no prison in Sierra Leone meets the standards required by the court. Both rebel and pro-government militia fighters have been imprisoned. Their lawyers have objected to the move, saying it will be difficult to arrange family visits in Rwanda. The last remaining case for the Sierra Leone Special Court regards former Liberian President Charles Taylor, who's accused of masterminding the war across the border in Sierra Leone and is currently on trial in The Hague. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
A search is underway about 1,500 miles northwest of the Australian coast for about 24 people who'd been aboard a boat that sank in the Indian Ocean. A merchant ship responding to a distress call was able to rescue at least 15 people. It's unclear if the boat was carrying asylum seekers. There has been a surge of boats carrying asylum seekers toward Australia this year. Officials no longer expect to find any survivors from a Thursday night crash between a Coast Guard plane and a Marine Corps helicopter over the Pacific Ocean. 7 people were aboard the Coast Guard plane and 2 aboard the helicopter. The Coast Guard has begun its investigation into the cause of the crash. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.